This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. 2020, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the third watch, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Parler, the Captain's America, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Now, we're going to talk about the Supreme Court, but I have a comment here from a listener, and I'm going to read it. The U.S. Constitution doesn't permit another election. That's true. But the Constitution also does not permit cheating and fraud in presidential elections, and yet that is going on big time. Yes, I think we can all agree with that. So why should brazen fraud be permitted and accepted, but not a new election, when the fraud involves mixing legal and illegal ballots together? So the illegal ballots cannot be identified and thrown out. Your comment to that, and thank you, Johanna, for that comment.
Well, this is going to take some significant time, and we have, 2 months to figure it out?
Yep.
So we are in a situation where we are doing recounts and investigations. We are getting affidavits, which is essentially sworn testimony, from people who are, I would say, good whistleblowers that have discovered or saw or witnessed or whatever they did and wherever it happened. So it is a matter of being patient.
Yep.
And in the meantime, it's very important to see what both operations are doing, meaning the Trump side with the lawsuits, still continuing to run the country for 2 more months.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to look at what Biden is doing. He's clearly moving ahead. As though he will hit the ground running should there be an inauguration for Biden. So I would say when it comes to the Supreme Court, the decisions that they will make in this, and the only decision that they will make in this, is were laws broken by what actually happened in states that are questionable where these lawsuits have arisen, versus the state law on elections.
Mm-hmm.
And Pennsylvania, from what I can tell, clearly broke 2 laws of their own and of their own state.
Mm-hmm.
One is about the observers,
mm-hmm.
And we all know that there's some big contentions there.
Yep.
The other is accepting ballots after 8 p.m. on election night.
Correct.
So, as a consequence, Justice Alito made the decision, the Supreme Court decision, just recently, a couple days ago, that those ballots that came in after 8 p.m. on election night have to be separated. They have to be found, and they have to be separated.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how they all necessarily do that, I don't know, because the envelopes are gone.
Yeah.
Perhaps. But anyway, that's where we are.
Yeah, and the ballot, the poll watchers are not being allowed to observe that process. So from close up, anyway, from afar, so they have no idea what the hell's going on.
Well, there were some poll watchers in certain places, from both sides, Republican and Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the Democrats are arguing. However, the question is, how far away were they? Were there equal numbers? Did it happen in all the places that it should have happened? And the answer to that so far seems to be no,
mm-hmm.
which is a violation. Remember the judge said, yeah, they can go in there, but they have to be 6 feet.
Yeah.
You still can't read anything at 6 feet.
Nope. And the other thing is, in Georgia, we have a situation where they're actually tracking 27,000 suspicious votes because they're not able to verify 100% that there are people that even live in the state of Georgia, let alone eligible to vote. And that's a big deal right now.
That's the situation, especially in Nevada. So
yes.
And it's happened in, you know, pretty much in every state. But we're only looking at those states that are being contested.
Yeah, now thank goodness Georgia is an absentee ballot state, not where they just mailed everybody a ballot, right?
Correct. They did not do a mass mailing.
No, and Nevada they did. So you got people that don't even live in Nevada that turned around and voted that live somewhere else, even though they don't live in Nevada anymore and have not for several years. Hold that thought.
Or dead.
Yep, or dead. You're right. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more. And by the way, as I told you in the first hour of the program, I heard from Ron Edwards yesterday, who will be on the program tomorrow. His grandfather and grandmother, who have been dead for several years, guess what? They voted in this election in 2020. He found out about it. Holy cow! I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from Founders Code, is brought to you by Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature is a wellness products company, and they have all sorts of things there good for your personal well-being and health. And all you got to do is go to the website, balanceofnature.com, check out what they've got. And then when you place your order, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and you'll save 35% on your Balance of Nature order. Now, I take the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies, and I certainly don't eat the right kind of foods all the time. I'm one of those many millions of people that do that, but I'll guarantee you I don't get my daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either unless I take the fruits and veggie capsules, which give me 10 times more than what your basic requirement is for fruits and vegetables. And that's a great thing because it's giving me a little bit more pep in my step. I feel like I don't have to snack at night. I'm not hungry like I used to be and walk by the candy bar machine over there in the break room and go, oh man, I got to have one of them. I'm not just not doing that. So as a result, I've lost a few pounds in the process and I feel better. So why don't you check them out by going to balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751, talk to one of their health coaches, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, to save 35% on your order at balanceofnature.com. Don't forget, tell them the captain sent you. All righty, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us, and good morning again. And we have a comment here from James. James says, between facing $5,000 in fines and 5 years in jail versus collecting a $25,000 whistleblower tip reward from James O'Keefe's Project Veritas, I think we're going to see a lot of little fish turning in on the big fish, even though they're only being given 7 days to take advantage of it. What do you think?
Well, there are some reward funds out there. Lieutenant Governor of Texas has created a fund. I think they put $1 million in it for anybody to step up in the state of Texas. Now, Texas is not being contested, but I would say that what the leaders of Texas want to do is see what is happening in the state, because remember, Texas is a red state, and they've been trying to turn it blue for a long time. And seeing it, it took a while to even call Texas last Tuesday night. So I think they want to investigate what may have gone necessarily sideways or could go sideways in the state of Texas. So the point is it's a very long process. You have to wait for somebody to come forward. You have to question them. Then you have to, you know, to see if their, you know, if their assertions have some validity to it. Then you have to have them sign a affidavit, notarized, even perhaps even talk with a lawyer before you can have, you know, one witness. Now, well, the White House spokesperson Kelly McEnany had in her hand last night, I think it was 243 affidavits from just one Michigan county.
Yeah. That was the one where they had 6,000 votes that went one way and then they turned around one
I don't know that that was the county. She did not make the distinction which county they came from. Okay. At least I didn't hear it.
All right, because I know they had that. I know they had that one case
there.
That's
correct.
Yeah. So I don't know. All right. Well, you know, again, we've got. We got Arizona. I haven't even talked about Arizona, and I'm going to throw this out there. We got votes in Arizona that come in question, some 15,000 of them, again, as far as being verified. Now, Biden's lead in Arizona dropped below 15,000 yesterday. It's down to 13,000 and change right now. There's still some 63,000 ballots left to count. Most of them are in Maricopa County, which is very strong Republican ground. So who knows what's going to happen there?
Trump is ahead, I think, by 57% in Maricopa County.
Mm-hmm. So anything could happen there, too, right?
It could be. But we did have Cal Cunningham, some positive news, who conceded in the Senate race. So Senator Tillis has prevailed.
Yeah.
So now Senate is at 49-48. And, of course, we are still waiting on the Georgia thing. Mm-hmm. Now, Georgia is an interesting thing because there are some big powerhouse-type people that are going to Georgia. You got Mike Pence that's going there. You got Nikki Haley that's going there. You got some senators that are going there. You got some congressmen that are going there. So I think in some cases they need to kind of step that process because, again, those runoffs are not until January, so I wouldn't be putting all my eggs in one basket like right now. But President Trump called up former Congressman Doug Collins, and he's kind of leading the parade there in the state of Georgia because he's from Georgia. But I have a dear friend that is going to be in Georgia the last week of December working with the Georgia GOP on canvassing and getting out to vote. Normally, Democrats don't participate in high numbers on runoff votes. So that's why Stacey Abrams is working so hard at it.
Okay, well, the National Republican Senate Committee is looking for staff to aid the Senate races in Georgia through January. You get paid a salary, you get paid hotel, living expense stipend, and all you got to do is go over to FloridaGOP.NationBuilder.com. That's the website, the connection here in Florida to get there. They're also looking for people in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Michigan, and Wisconsin, where they will pay a certain amount of people, and then after that, you'll volunteer. By the way, Sergeant Joe just chimed in from Massachusetts. Hey, Sarge, hope you're doing well. He said the deep blue New England area was disrupted by numerous Republican wins in the down ballot races all across New England. How about them, apples?
You know, and that's that has seemed to be the was the trend, well, the outcome in states all across the country, that legislatures, I think we gained 3 Republican legislatures across the country.
And governorships.
There were, I think we're up to 14 representatives in the House.
Bunch of women. Bunch of Republican women.
You know, that's an outstanding outcome, I would say. And there has been some real dissension among the Democrat caucus, and certainly in Nancy Pelosi's caucus, because what they're doing is they're blaming it on the fact that the Democrats would not renounce socialism and defunding police.
Right.
And that, and those two things appear to be, you know, the reasons why some of the Republicans in the down ballots did so well.
Who was this MSNBC historian that was secretly writing Biden speeches?
John Meacham. John Meacham. He is a historian. I think he's actually an author. But he's been working with the Biden campaign for quite some time. In fact, he's written several of the speeches for Biden. And he was became a contributor when, I don't know, but over at MSNBC. And, of course, that NBC, and along with the rest of them, were the campaign, official campaign wing of the Biden operation. Anyway.
Andrew McCabe, should he be prosecuted? Got a question from the list. Okay.
John Meacham did not disclose, apparently, to MSNBC that he was working with the Biden campaign and writing his speeches, so it looks like he's fired.
Okay, got a question here from Rennie. Rennie's in Atlanta. Should Andrew McCabe be prosecuted?
Well, I think yes. And Senator Kennedy made that distinction yesterday. He was a piece of work because he said, hey, in misfire hurricane instead of crossfire hurricane, which he does on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But McCabe's trying to get his job back. He's holding until Biden takes over the presidency and then puts in his own director of the bureau, so McCabe thinks he's going to get his job back. But I think they're going to find, as of yesterday, they're going to look at his testimony if he lied yesterday.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Stay high and dry up there on the mountaintop. You're probably going to get some rain today. All righty, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great stories she writes at FoundersCode.com. You'll know what she knows when she knows it. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has issued an executive order advising people to stay at home amid a spike in coronavirus cases in his state.
Our economy cannot bounce back until we contain this virus. So tonight, I've signed Executive Order 94 advising Wisconsinites to stay home to save lives. We must get back to the basics of fighting this virus just like we did last spring. And it starts at home. It's not safe to go out. It's not safe to have others over. It's just not safe.
The order also urges businesses to follow the state's guidelines for measures to help keep employees and customers safe. The United States has plans for a $23 billion arms sale to the United Arab Emirates. President Trump informed Congress of the sale on Tuesday that includes 50 F-35 fighter jets as part of the package. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And on this Veterans Day 2020, happy Veterans Day to all the veterans, military, male and female, that are out there. Thank you for your service to America, as well as the active duty members that are out there. This portion of the military and veterans news brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, on this Veterans Day, before we get to the military and veterans news, I'm going to play a little tribute to America and our veterans, and here we go.
America.
Nothing like a little Toby Keith to make in America, and some of the great songs that he's put out there over the years. Of course, he's all about the military, all about the veterans, always has been, always will be. Well, you know, speaking of the veterans, we've got a new acting defense secretary. His name is Christopher Miller. And a lot of people went, who? Who? Well, Christopher Miller, who's going to assume the role of acting defense, Secretary of Defense. The news may have come as a surprise to some, but Christopher Miller has been around. He's previously served as the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Special Operations and Low Intensified Conflict, where he was responsible for overseeing a wide variety of special operations missions. Now, prior to that role, Miller served in the U.S. Army first as an enlisted infantryman before earning his commission in 1987. He later went on to serve as a military police officer in the District of Columbia National Guard before transferring to Special Forces in 1993. From there, he served in a number of command and staff positions within the 5th Special Forces Airborne Group, and he knows his stuff. He's been on the ground. He's also been behind the desk, so he knows his stuff. Be prepared to hear a lot of really good things. And did the president appoint somebody that he could trust when it comes to the defense position? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. He definitely has got people in the Defense Department that he doesn't need to worry about, unlike what may or may not have gone on with the former Secretary of State who was fired, Mark Esper, because he just got under the skin for doing some of the things that he did. And I get it. I totally get it. Now, the Polish and their president, Duda, has signed a deal that enhances U.S. military presence in the Central European country, and it should be a symbol of a partnership that continues regardless of political developments, regardless of who the president is. It's something that's going to be honored. Now, if Joe Biden turns around and disavows what was just done in Poland, then he's a damn fool. Because the Polish are probably some of our best allies that we can count on for whatever happens in the European theater, bar none. By the way, U.S. Southern Command expanded rescue efforts and assistance in Guatemala in response to the devastation, landslides, and massive flooding caused by Hurricane Eta as it swept across Central America. Of course, Ed is now a tropical storm affecting the southwestern and central coastlines of the Gulf coastlines of Florida today, including where I'm at. I'll get to more of that here in a little bit. But also, another U.S.-built facility at a naval base in Cambodia has been demolished, so say researchers, citing recent satellite imagery. So Cambodia is getting rid of any recognition of the United States having been there. And it's just the way it goes, I guess. It's just the way it goes. Also, the coronavirus testing for 135,000 U.S. military personnel in Japan has now been handed off to private laboratories under a pair of $13 million contracts. And the U.S. Military is reporting 6 new coronavirus cases in Japan as of Monday night, including 3 community-based infections at a Marine Corps base. And we'll see how that all plays out. Because, again, just because you test positive doesn't mean you're going to come down with it. So that's something everybody needs to understand. It's not what you think it is. By the way, federal employees have just over a month, including the military, to make plan changes to their health, dental, and vision insurance plans as open season for the insurance comes right now. That includes TRICARE. That's all going on right now as we speak. Now, the 3 decades of studies and recommendations that are out there on military women's health, where apparently, the Defense Department still fails to provide female service members the medical care and equipment needed for their well-being. That's a deficiency that costs millions of dollars and hurts operational readiness, according to a Pentagon advisory board who made that report yesterday. I hate to even hear that, because they should be much further along than that. Also, the Army plans for robotic wingmen in vehicle formations, a drone on every soldier, or robotic mules carrying gear, all aimed to take the load off the fighter. But the two communicating back and forth, the robot and the human, that's going to be kind of interesting the way they're going to do that. And we'll see what happens there as they're constantly working on that change. By the way, the Navy, Department of the Navy, is freezing diversity and inclusion training for sailors and Marines, a move that comes after an executive order was signed in September barring the armed service from conducting training, suggesting the United States is now fundamentally racist. Guess who's going to reinstitute that policy? Yep, you got it. Biden. I almost said O'Biden. Biden. Now, two Special Operations CV-22 Osprey pilots and a Special Missions aviator back on November the 3rd received awards for evacuating forces before and after the January 7th Iranian ballistic missile attack on the Al-Asad Air Base in Iraq. Kudos and congratulations to them. They were a Kirtland Airmen. They received the Distinguished Flying Cross and a Bronze Star for their roles in that missile attack. So kudos to them for what they did. All right, we're coming back with the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. That's going to be an interesting conversation because a lot of things going on financially across the board there. We'll get into all of that. Don't go nowhere, no how. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, you sure do, and we appreciate you doing that, too. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Don't forget, Balance of Nature, there's a product code. If you want to save 35% in your order, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, when you go to their website, balanceofnature.com, and take a look and see what they've got and order some of their great products. Now, my product that I'm taking there that I really enjoy is the fruits and veggie capsules, because I don't get enough of the right kind of foods, and I certainly don't get my daily requirement of fruits and vegetables, and this is one way to do it. You actually get 10 times more than your normal daily requirement of fruits and vegetables. So it'll help you out, give you a little bit more possession.
It is the 27th named storm of the season, and it looks like there's going to be a 28th.
Wow. So, yeah, they're a little wet down there, right? A little bit of rain.
Especially South Florida. Yep, yeah. Especially South Florida. You know, American employers advertise slightly more jobs in September, and job openings rised, but the hiring slipped a little bit because there aren't that many people applying for the jobs. Why is that?
I mean, still, you know, many people out there, and there's a large swath of the population out there that are still deathly afraid of this virus. They just are. I mean, they bought it in hook, line, and sinker for a myriad reasons. Some may have pre-existing conditions, but you know, I think a lot of people are still maybe a little bit more frightened to get back to work. I do think that there's going to be a lot of these jobs slowly but surely, hopefully, going to be filled by some of the recent college graduates that have had a little bit more difficult of time getting a job. I'm getting some, you know, it's anecdotal, but I'm getting, you know, word from my friends whose kids who graduated from college are starting to get jobs, and companies are starting to hire a little bit again here and there. And it's, you know, it's all over the country. I like seeing the job openings. I do. And, you know, hopefully we can get these jobs filled, because that's when you're going to, really see the economy start moving and grooving again.
Well, Boeing may be in the driver's seat here, because it looks like as if they're eyeing the 737 MAX's U.S. return as the Europe tariffs are looming. You know, they're about to charge, Europe's about to charge a bunch of tariffs on the American companies. So that's going to make the Boeing plane a little bit more affordable again for people that are looking for one.
No, I hear you. But again, you got to find somebody to buy the planes. And that's the key. And I think right now, when you agree, you probably see most airlines being somewhat cautious in regards to purchasing aircraft at this point in time. I have clients and friends that are pilots, many of them that haven't been working for a long time. Now that the companies are starting to call them back. And again, if you haven't been flying for a while, they're going to go back and they have to train and do all of these things to get them ready for flying again. So, that, I mean, at least that's a good sign. They're all going back into training again, the ones that have been not up in the skies for a period of time. United mentioned that they might want to get back into John F. Kennedy Airport and expand into there, which is great. But I'm curious to see. You know, hopefully Americans won't be frightened and maybe this little pent-up frustration might want to get out and about and back on a plane again.
You suppose George Stephanopoulos, who, by the way, apparently a representative of his is lobbying for him to take the part, place of Alex Trebek on Jeopardy. Do you hear about that?
George Stephanopoulos doing Jeopardy.
That's right.
Why not get that? Like one of the, what's that all-time guy that won there? Was it Ken Jennings or something like that?
Yeah, the all-time winner.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, maybe him. Who knows? Again, it's Stephanopoulos. He's a member of the Watchdog and Wall Street Access of Evil, member of the Clinton War Room to go after all the women that were accusing Bill Clinton of doing terrible things to him. And again, he moves on and becomes a network anchor. Again, it's the benefits of getting involved in that club.
Now, what is an exchange traded fund?
Exactly what it is. It's a fund rather than being priced every day at the end of the day like a mutual fund would be based upon the assets. It trades freely.
Okay.
Like a stock.
Okay, because the world's largest exchange traded fund is also the biggest loser this year, but at this rate, it won't be for long because State Street's SPDR, Standard & Poor's 500 ETF Trust, SPY, just added $9.8 billion in a single day, according to data compiled by Bloomberg, on the hopes of a vaccine coming soon.
But that's the spider. It's basically it follows the S&P 500. is what it does basically. But again, sometimes ETFs can get ahead of themselves, and sometimes they can trade below their net asset value. They're great tools that I use often because there's a lot of them out there. Actually, believe it or not, there's more ETFs than there are actually companies, which is kind of strange. But there's some really good ones out there that we utilize in our clients' portfolios.
Wow. And therefore, when you talk about the vaccine, because we've got, it's Eli Lilly's one of the companies. The other one is Pfizer. I didn't look to see what those stocks were doing, but I would have to assume they probably went up because they're both in the mix.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And again, you're going to see – you're going to see more vaccines coming down the pipe very, very soon, which is great. And again, I explained this yesterday in my podcast, this messenger RNA vaccine. Normally vaccines, you get you get the live virus or you get an inactive virus that's injected, and then your body builds up the antibodies for that so you can, basically fend off if the actual virus is introduced to you in some other way. This is different. They've actually broken down the RNA proteins that sit at the end of these chains. They're like actually encased in a lipid, and they're injected. You're not getting the entire virus injected like you would be through a normal inoculation. And this technology, there's a lot of potential for many, many other cures for other diseases as well. It's really kind of neat stuff.
Let me ask you a question. Mail-in ballots, were they a failure or were they a success?
Well, I mean, you still have states that are not called yet. I mean, I think it's a failure. It's too easy to deceive with these things. listen, to me, you know, I never really seem to understand why, you know, it's so difficult to go out. I mean, you know, especially today, Veterans Day, you know, you can't go out and sacrifice time. Now, I understand if you're out of state, you got to send in an absentee ballot. But, you know, it's that hard for you to show up on Election Day. And even in a situation like this, and again, I think that this is a failure of the Trump administration. They should have maybe staggered it to some degree and said, because of COVID and social distancing, what we're going to do is we're going to have election week. And, you know, you can go in, you know, maybe based upon your first letter of your last name, you can go in at certain days and certain times and handled it that way. But I do think it's a communal thing, and I think that it's important that people show up and vote on Election Day.
Yeah, because, I mean, to me, that's what being part of the electorate's all about, is showing up to vote. I mean, it's something that I can remember when whole families would do that. Mothers, daughters, sons, aunts, uncles, grandparents.
It's too easy. You know, a lot of people don't vote because they don't know what the hell they're talking about. They don't care. Now, nefarious people will go out and they will ballot harvest those people and help them and fill out ballots and collect these things. And again, it's absurd. It really is.
All right. We will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day, my friend.
You got it.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, his website. Go there. Find out all about the stuff that he's doing out there. And I shall return right after the top of the hour.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.